This is Bigger Pockets Daily. On a Saturday, I'm Tyler, and today's article comes from the Bigger Pockets blog. Every day, I read a new article exploring a different aspect of real estate investing. If you consider yourself a multitasker, this is the perfect show for you. Okay, almost time for the show. We'll get right into it after this quick break.
You're trying to close on your next rental, so why is your insurance company dragging its feet? With long lead times and never-ending paper forms, it's no wonder it takes forever to finally get a policy. Modern investors deserve better. They deserve Steadily.com. At Steadily.com, you'll get fast, affordable landlord insurance available online 24/7 in just a few clicks. You can even get next-day coverage, which takes just minutes, by the way, to obtain. And you can do it all from your phone. Steadily was founded by landlords who created insurance products tailored to the unique needs of this industry. It's their sole focus, and that's why landlords nationwide consistently rate them 4.8 out of 5 stars. So whether you've got a single family, short-term, or multifamily portfolio, Steadily.com can secure the best coverage at the best price to protect your properties. Discover how Steadily can save you both time and money on your rental property insurance. Visit Steadily.com for a commitment-free quote tailored to your needs today. This show is sponsored by Airbnb. Did you know that a long time ago, before I ever started my real estate business, I turned one of my first primary residences into an Airbnb? And that's the extra income that I needed from Airbnb that gave me the confidence to go out and work for myself and eventually quit my 9-to-5 job. And now I have dozens of Airbnbs all over the country. I've even partnered up with the old David Green on a recent property in Scottsdale to take our portfolio to the next level. And of course, we host it on Airbnb. But you don't need to be a full-time real estate investor to start on Airbnb. As a matter of fact, I was self-managing 10 properties while working my 9-to-5 job, so I know anybody can do it. Think about it this way. You're looking for extra income and going on a vacation. Wouldn't it be great to rent out your space and let your property pay for itself while you're gone? I did this one time. I pitched my wife and my roommate, because we were house hacking, on the idea of renting out our home, and it paid for all of our expenses on a trip to Mexico City. So go and give it a try. It might just change your life, just like it did mine. And I really do mean that. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Turtle soup in the kitchen sink. Or why you shouldn't skip yearly rental inspections. By Matt Faircloth. If you are an active landlord and you mention it at a dinner party, I bet you get lots of questions like, what's it like? Or, tell me a crazy landlord story. And if you've been a landlord for a long time, you've got plenty of funny, inspiring, crazy, and educational stories to tell. Matt Faircloth and Chad Gallagher are working on a project called The Landlord Chronicles. It's a fun and immersive collection of stories told by landlords across the country, and each story will include a real-life lesson that any landlord will find useful. The lesson could be, here's what I do now, or here's the key thing to never forget that really saved me in this instance. Real stories, real landlords, real issues, and a real lesson. Take a look at this sneak peek and let us know what you think. Finding turtle soup in the kitchen sink. Each year, we take an in-person tour of all our properties where we go through each unit and take notes on what we find. Paying particular attention to things like deferred maintenance, where some time and money are required to keep issues from getting worse. We also look for opportunities for additional revenue that we forgot to capture. And sometimes we find strange stuff that looks like it might become a looming problem. On our annual tour of one unit, we look over to the kitchen sink to find that it has been plugged at the bottom and is completely full on the left side. The sink water is an ominous dark gray, so you can't see more than a few inches deep into the water. In the corner of the sink, we see a little head sticking out. A turtle head is sticking out of the murky gray sink water. We look over to the tenant, who is standing in the kitchen as well. Before words can cross our lips, we just point to the sink in shock. We are expecting the tenant to have an excuse or claim it is not his turtle. Or maybe he'll just apologize and promise it'll be gone shortly. Maybe it's some odd type of science experiment? Well, it's actually simpler than that. The tenant looks at us and says, well, your lease very clearly said no aquariums in the apartment. What did you want me to do? Landlord lesson. Don't skip your yearly inspection. The key lesson here is actually not tied at all to pet policies or the accompanying lease, though both are important. The takeaway from this story is the importance of the yearly inspection. We highly recommend the practice of touring and inspecting units once a year in person. Whether you own one or 201 units, each landlord should see every unit in person once a year. You just never know what you will find. Plan out your trip ahead of time and be sure to notify the tenants in advance. Access the rent roll before you go in so you know how much rent the tenant owes or how their payment history looks. Refresh your memory on the last time you put in new capital expenditures, like a roof or furnace. Finally, take a tablet to take notes and pictures as you go so you don't forget anything you see. One of the best parts about the yearly inspection is tenants realize that you care about their unit and how well it's taken care of. If tenants know that you care, they will typically also take better care of your property. And you might even find something strange living in the sink. Welcome to the Landlord Chronicles. Did you like what you heard? Want to hear more? Do you have a crazy, inspiring, educational landlord story? Well, we want to hear from you. Matt Faircloth and Chad Gallagher are compiling landlord stories and the lessons learned from them. If you would be interested in hearing more or are interested in being a contributor to this project, click the link at the end of this article at biggerpockets.com. So, what'd you think? Do you have a question about real estate investing? Visit biggerpockets.com/forums today to ask our more than 1.8 million members for some help. I'll see you right back here tomorrow.